Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Saxophonist and occasional flautist, Sonny Fortune died towards the end of last month. Here he is, playing one of his own compos. Cornelius Lawrence Sonny Fortune died aged 79 just last month, a highly respected reed man and composer, very much a disciple of Coltrane. He'd grown up in the same neighbourhood as Coltrane, went to the same school, although some years later they never played together professionally, but Train encouraged the young Sonny and recommended him to Elvin Jones, who'd been his Train's drummer. Sonny also played with Train's former pianist McCoy Tyner and even spent a year in Miles Davis's band. That was Sonny's own compo for Duke and Cannonball, recorded August 75 in New York City with John Hicks piano, Wayne Dockery bass, Billy Hart drums. We'll hear more from Sonny Fortune later in the show. But first, A Japanese LP on the Interface label, recorded in Tokyo, Jan-Feb 84. Eddie Gomez on bass is the nominated leader. Chick Corea piano and Steve Gadd drums. That song was a Chick Corea compo, A Japanese Waltz. Gomez will always be remembered best for his long association with pianist Bill Evans, some 10-11 years. So it's good to remind ourselves of the excellent work Eddie Gomez has produced after he left Evans in 77. Now another Japanese label record. It's the Eric Alexander Quartet.
Thank you.
Recorded in New York, March 2004, for Venus Records. Yes, all in Japanese, blah, blah. And yes, a mildly erotic black and white photo on the cover from the Paris archives. The album is called Gentle Ballads. It's part of an excellent series, three in the Gentle Ballads file so far. Eric Alexander, tenor, Michael Adon, piano, John Weber, bass, Joe Farnsworth, drums. An interesting mix of songs. Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge, Ellington's Stormy Weather, coupled by Mal Waldron, but in the end I chose an Eric Alexander original, Gently. Here's a Roy Hargrove song I simply didn't get chance to play in our tribute last week. We'll be right back. recorded in Toronto, June 96. This Telarc album is called Oscar Peterson Meets Roy Hargrove and Ralph Moore. It gets better. Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen is on bass and Lewis Nash drums. And that was a Peterson compo, North York, not the York we know best, but one in Canada. The liner notes by our own Alan Shipton quote Cedar Walton lamenting on the lack of jamming opportunities left in New York, saying that spirit had disappeared, except for Roy Hargrove. Quote, he wakes up in the middle of the night, grabs his horn and finds some place to play and jams till dawn. There are hardly any places left to jam. Roy knows them all and they all know Roy. Unquote. Ralph Moore on tenor, Peterson obviously piano. I can only play you half of this next long, long track, sadly. Paul McCartney's Yesterday has never sounded so good. I do enjoy good, great jazz interpretations of pop songs. A jazz muso can bring out so much more hidden depth to a song like this. Yesterday starts life as an outstanding song, and pianist Christian Sands takes it on from there. I say pianist, he also plays keyboards, Fender Rhodes and the Hammond B3 on this album, but definitely piano on Yesterday. Saw Christian Sands at Ronnie Scott's 3 or 4 years ago. Outstanding. On Yesterday, he's joined by Yasushi Nakamura on bass and Jerome Jennings drums. I'm not sure of the exact recording date, but 2018 certainly, and in New York. I wasn't too sure what to expect of this next ECM album, but this song is terrific. Thank you. Drummer Paul Motian is the leader, another great muso who's best remembered for his time with Bill Evans in Motian's case, alongside the legendary bassist Scott LaFaro in the early 60s. Here on this ECM album called Psalm, recorded December 81 in Germany, he's joined by Bill Frisell on guitar, who creates a simply amazing atmosphere. Ed Schuller bass, and with help from Joe Lovano and Billy Drews on tenor and alto respectively, but it's very much Frisell's song. It was called Mandeville, and it was written by Paul Motian. Let's hear from Roy Hargrove again. In this case, the leader is the drummer Jimmy Cobb, and the album is called Cobb's Corner. Jimmy, as you'll no doubt remember, was with Dinah Washington, Cannonball Adderley, Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie, and then had 5 years, 58 to 63, in the Miles Davis Quintet. So yes, the kind of blue Sketches of Spain era. And then went and joined the Wynton Kelly Trio. Here on I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful, in 2007 it's a quartet with Roy Hargrove trumpet, Ronnie Matthews piano, Peter Washington bass. Let's hear from Sonny Fortune again, and this time he's on flute. Yes, I will file that under different. A McCoy Tyner milestone LP called Sahara, recorded in New York City, Jan 72. And I chose this song, a McCoy Tyner compo, Valley of Life, for a number of reasons. It featured Sonny Fortune on flute and, unusually, Tyner on koto. Koto being a Japanese stringed instrument rather than his regular piano. Tyner says of this song, quote, "It gives the impression it's out in the open, like valleys and hills, like life's up and downs, which makes it interesting. Plus it has a contemplative, meditative type of sound. One is in a positive position on the hill. One reflects on what was done in the past," unquote. Well, that's the koto for you, I guess. Sounds harp-like would have been my briefer descriptor. Calvin Hill didn't play bass on that, but played reeds and percussion. And Alphonse Mouzon also percussion. Sonny Fortune died on the 25th of October, 2018. Here's George Jenkins and his All-Stars. George Jenkins is the leader and drummer on this LA 1955 recorded Tampa LP called Drum Stuff. One rather odd thing to say about George, he appeared in Marilyn Monroe's film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. We heard Hotspot. Although Jenkins is the leader, the front cover has only one name on it and a photo of just one person. In both cases, the name and the photo belong to Plas Johnson, as this is the reissued LP. At this stage, Jenkins is largely forgotten, and Plas Johnson, while mostly a session muso, had achieved immortal status due to his playing on the original Pink Panther film score. Ray Johnson, Plas's brother, is on piano. He did a fantastic job. And Duke Harris on bass. Another Paul McCartney song now. It's another long one, too. And that's from a new Brad Meldow album. Hooray! This 2018 recorded Nonsuch CD is called Seymour Reed's The Constitution. The title song apparently came to Meldow in a dream, with the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman reading it to him. We heard Paul McCartney's Great Day. Larry Grenadier bass, Jeff Ballard drums. It's our Ellingtonian slot to close this week's show. Although I've only just bought this wrapped and sealed CD, I've managed to lose the inlay with all the liner notes already. The album is called James Moody in a Rush, and it's part of EMI's American Swingy in Paris series. But Moody is not on this song, as it's a recording by the great Ellingtonian altoist and clarinetist Russell Procope. Procope went to school with Benny Carter. Procope's stint with the John Kirby Band in the 30s brought him to the public's attention, but then World War II came along, but straight out of the US Army, he joined the Ellington Band in 46, initially for just one night, standing in for Otto Hardwick. But Procope's sound was so much enjoyed by the Duke, he just simply stayed in the band for the next 28 years until Ellington's death. Let's enjoy Perdido Parts 1 and 2. Procope alto, Ted Kelly trombone, Ernie Royal trumpet, Henri Aspar baritone, Raymond Fall piano, Pierre Michelot bass, and Kenny Clue Clark drums. Recorded in Paris, 1950.
Thank you.
As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.